I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Just about everyone knows about the rich Baptist heritage of Baylor University, but few may know the leading role Baptists played in establishing and expanding access to healthcare across Texas. In 1903, after the American Medical Association decreed that U.S. medical schools must have ties to universities, Baylor University agreed to sponsor the University of Dallas Medical College. That same year, Texas Baptist Memorial Sanitarium, located in a house in East Dallas, was chartered as a hospital by the state and became associated with the medical school. Many prominent Baptists quickly stepped forward to promote the medical school and grow the hospital. Reverend George W. Truett, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, became its most zealous advocate and fundraiser as the hospital sought to build a modern facility. The Baptist General Convention of Texas ultimately threw its full support behind the hospital, too. Colonel C.C. Slaughter, another devout Baptist, became the largest benefactor of the 250-bed advanced facility that opened in 1909. More than 100 years later, the institution Colonel Slaughter referred to has grown into Baylor Scott & White Health, the largest not-for-profit health system in Texas, and one that still exists to serve all people. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.